Updates. Well, Andrew Ladd looks like he'll be the player for tomorrow. It's just a maintenance day with him. Just sore a little bit, that's all. Nothing major anywhere, just from fatigue, I think. Bogosian, you know, it'll be a game-time decision, but looks like he's ready to go. Montoya is probably week to week. It's not day to day with him. It's probably week to week. So we'll take 1 week at a time. And you can ask me in 7 days. I'll give you whether it's another week or we're going day to day. And then we can go from that. Who we got left? Mietinen still week to week.
Just lower body or specifying?
Just lower everything. It's just every part of his lower body. There's all kinds of cords hanging out everywhere. I believe that was part of it, but I think it happened when he got clipped a bit before. I think it was there, and the combination of that, and I think that's kind of where it took place. And
the Tangredi Ponikorovski flip.
Well, you know, I think Pony's been fairly good for us. You know, like Tangredi's a younger player, really kind of plays the same way, so we'll take a look at him. He's a guy that I know our people like him. I don't know him too well. I've seen him play. I've coached against him a little bit. What I've seen, I've liked. And, you know, can he be a consistent player for us? He's a young guy and has good size. And when I watch him, I like a lot of things he does. So, you know, he gets an opportunity. I think it's really speaks volumes. You know, Ray Shiro allows him to be an NHL player, which is great. You know, that's what a young guy wants. If he doesn't get an opportunity in Pittsburgh, then can I get an opportunity elsewhere? And for us, we like him. Our organization likes him. Some people know him more than I do, but you know, let's take a look at him. Can be you know when I watch him play, I see some good things and I see some other things that are okay. But you know, I'll be looking for some consistency in his play. But that sometimes comes with maturity. Nope, I'll put him right in the game.
What would hold you back from keeping or putting Bogosian in tomorrow night if you think he's ready?
You know, you have a funny way of asking these questions to him today. Pretty sharp. Did you sleep last night? Or? Yeah. You know what, he's ready to go, so you know, I'm not sure that I would hold him out of there, you know. He has good passion and he is... You know, he probably has over-passion tomorrow. He's just kind of that, you know, thoroughbred that wants to really get going, you know. So I have to be holding him back a bit if he plays.
What are you expecting from him
if he does play? If he plays?
Yes.
I would just like him to be a good player for us. Don't try to do everything. Just be a good player. Just play the right way. Don't try to overdo things. Well, you know, Pasquale's really done a good job. You got to like the way he's played. I mean, last year he took him to the semifinals and has played real well for a young player. He's a prospect for us. I mean, he's come along and they've had a tough situation and we've taken a fair chunk of their defense core there. So, you know, it's been a little bit frustrating year for all of them there, but he's been good. You know, Keith likes him and likes the way he works. And when I watched him, I thought he played with great poise and I wouldn't be afraid to use him, that's for sure. You know, he's earned the right to be here. The door is open, so, you know, whether he plays or not, I'm not sure. That'll get determined as we go forward.
In the last 20 hours, there's been a lot of chatter, conversation about Evander Kane and a story that's coming out in the hockey news. Soon, do you have any concerns regarding that in terms of distraction for your team or for Evander himself?
No, you know, Evander's Evander. I can't. I don't have much to comment on those things. I mean, you know, I don't even know the Twitter world. I know it from what it brings and shows up, but, you know, I'm not in it. Don't read it. I don't even know how it works, and I'd rather just keep it that way for myself. So it's hard for me to comment on that world. You know, all I know is Evander's a good player for us, can be a good player, and he's very coachable, and I like him. He's a good part of our team, and for me, you know, I'm trying to get him to play in the way that, he's also trying to get himself to play. So those other things are all things that have to get managed, you know. Do I view them as a distraction to our team? I think our players handle things as well as they can. So. Where we stand after the quarter pole, I don't like the way we play. So does that answer your question? You know, I don't like the way we play. I just don't think we play hard enough. We have to play harder. We have to win more battles, and we have to play with way more urgency. So if you're asking me if I'm happy, we're okay. We're one game below 500. There isn't a panic or anything, but we know we can get better. We know we can play better. We have to play harder, and we need more production from more players. It's that simple. If I get more A games, everything else will look after itself. And that's what we need in a nutshell. And they know that.
You talked about patience before at the end of last season. It was something you made reference to about, you know, maybe being too patient.
Yeah.
Has that made it easier for players not to push themselves? Do you feel like you've had to tighten the screws a little to get this out of them? Or?
Well, you know, this is kind of a funny year because everybody prepares for September the 7th and then you get them in January and now you're like, you have to find a balance between being patient, allowing their game, and, you know, some guys are trying to find their game six, seven, and eight. They're all over the map, whether it's condition-wise, timing-wise. So somewhere in there, you know, you sound like you're contradicting yourself because you're trying to allow these guys to, find their game within the game in the first, you know, what number of games, but we've played 12 games, and it's time to get going now. So the patience factor is out the table, out the door. Does that answer your question? Is that what you're trying to? Yeah, so that's, for me, it's time to get going here, and let's get playing. Does that mean we're going to win? I don't know. We don't know that, you know. If we play hard to the way we're capable of playing, and we play with the purpose and the sense of purpose that we need to play with, and the put our hearts and our souls into the game like we're able to, like we did at a good juncture of last year, especially after the first couple of months, then we can have success. And that's what we're striving for. I can live with I like our team, I like our players. And I can live with the results as long as we play the right way and we play hard and we play to win, you know. That's the key for me. As a left winger on our team, we don't have line numbers. If you watch this play, last game we had a number one line. And after that, you can put us wherever you want. You choose the number. Well, I have some ideas of where he's going to play, yes. Do I want to share that with you? No. Does that answer your question?
A couple more, or are we good?
Okay, thanks, guys.